On June 19th, in the year 2021 BD, that is before Delta, I got to attend the first ever Austin FC home match. You may remember cases were at an all-time low, and the CDC had just told us that it was safe to be unmasked in public if we were vaccinated. I could not wait for this day. But I would also be lying if I didn't say I was also a little anxious. I hadn't been in a group of 20 unmasked people lately, much less a group of 20,000. And I really wanted to have fun. I desperately wanted to have an embodied experience of community again. But I really didn't want to be doing something stupid or selfish, something that would endanger myself or my family. My tickets, my season tickets, are in the supporters section, which is the section behind the goal where there are no seats to sit on, only rails to hold, as you are required to stand for the entire game. And not only stand, you are expected to sing with enthusiasm and without interruption for the whole 90 minutes. A Saturday night game is not welcome for the Sunday morning preacher. Moments before kickoff, who but Matthew McConaughey emerged from the tunnel in a bright green suit with a bongo in tow to lead the Listos Verde chant before kickoff. And I have to tell you, from the very first beat of his drum, all my COVID-related anxiety melted away completely. I cannot tell you what a joy it was to be an anonymous one in a sea of thousands, surrounded by strangers, but united in common humanity by our pure and uncomplicated love for the Verde and Black. Singing our hearts out together in songs that we were learning right then for the first time. It was a beautiful night. It felt like someone took all of those trite COVID-era utterances of "we're all in this together" and packaged them up and gave them to me as a gift in the form of that evening. There was community on the other side of isolation. There are sources of common cause that can unite strangers across seas of difference for moments of common and beautiful humanity. That the game ended in a 0-0 draw took nothing away from the magic of the experience for me. In fact, the most memorable moment of the entire evening took place after the final whistle. You may know it is a long-standing tradition in soccer for the players from the home team to visit and thank the supporter section at the end of every match, no matter the result. And the supporters, in turn, traditionally hold their scarves aloft and sing one last song to the team. I have to say, I was not emotionally prepared for the particular song that the Austin FC supporter section leaders had chosen for this occasion. And not only this occasion, I came to learn the song they choose to sing at the end of every single match. We sang a song by the 1980s Austin folk legend and graphic artist Daniel Johnston. Perhaps better known to you as the designer of the "Hi, how are you?" alien mural still painted on the side of a building on Guadalupe. Subsequently seen on t-shirts and shot glasses at every Austin tourist trap. Here's how the song goes. True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who's your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. I had never heard this song before. But as soon as the lyrics registered in my conscious mind, I just started weeping. You can see why they chose this song for this moment. It is a simple way for the fans to say to the players, especially after a loss, of which for us there were many, to say our fandom is not conditional on your winning or losing, that we are friends with you no matter what. It's a way of saying it's okay to be sad now, but don't give up. Try again next time. But I was weeping because I heard in those words something so much more than the unconditional nature of our fandom. So much more than try again next time. Because we had all of us, all 20,000 of us in that stadium, we had just lived through over a year of collective trauma and loneliness. And then we had just had this beautiful experience of togetherness and harmony for 90 minutes. And here at the very end of that night, we weren't just saying we're all in this together, but we were also saying everything is going to be okay. And I wanted so desperately to believe that everything was going to be okay, that true love would find us in the end. And man, did that feel good. And yet I heard in those words deeper resonances still. I was weeping, I like to think, because, well, I'm a Christian. And I can't hear words like true love will find you in the end and not think about Jesus. And not think about the contours of the gospel. When I hear those words, true love will find you in the end, I hear St. Paul talking about the end of the world, saying, the God who began a good work among you will bring it to its completion on the day of Jesus Christ. I hear the words of the prophet Malachi, the Lord whom you seek will suddenly one day come to his temple. I hear Luke describing the last day as a time when the Lord will return to set his people free, when every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. There aren't many better phrases I can think of to succinctly summarize the Christian view of the end of the world than those words. True love will find you in the end. What a perfect Advent song. And when I heard the words, don't be sad, I know you will, I could not think about all the people who I knew and know who are struggling. Not just the people inside that stadium with me who have been struggling in the lonely world of COVID, but all those I know outside of it, all those who are carrying secret traumas inside our collective one. All those too busy fighting cancer to worry much about a virus. All those marriages that now find themselves on the rocks. All those addictions we thought were defeated now flaring back up. I could not think about all the people I know who are lost and confused and sick and suffering. I couldn't hear those words and not think about you. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. The words are even more poignant when you learn more about Daniel Johnston himself, someone who suffered from acute bipolar disorder and spent several extended periods of his life living in psychiatric institutions. Once, while flying in a two-seater prop plane with his father, He suffered a manic, delusional episode in which he was convinced he was Casper, the friendly ghost with a parachute, during which he wrested his father's hands from the cockpit, removed the keys from the ignition, and threw the keys out the plane window. His father, an Air Force veteran, landed the plane, and they were fine. And yet, despite his very difficult life, despite his episodes of violence and delusion, he was a prolific artistic savant, not just in music, in poetry, in film, drawing, and painting. His songs have been covered by Pearl Jam, Wilco, Beck, Tom Waits, The Flaming Lips, and many others. And actually, as I learned more about Daniel Johnston, I discovered that the song has a second verse. So if you'll bear with me one more time, this is how it goes. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. 'Cause true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? You may have noticed that Malachi adds a qualification when speaking about the coming of the Lord on the last day, a warning. Malachi warns, "But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness." Luke adds his own warning. "The dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." It seems to me that part of what Malachi, Luke, and Daniel Johnston's second verse are all saying, some version of this: true love finding you may not feel entirely comfortable. The second advent of Christ may not be all care-bare roses and sunshine. The principal reason being that it's possible that some of the things that Jesus returns to set right, some of the wrongs that Jesus returns to set right, might actually exist in you, might actually live in your own heart, be manifest in your own life. See, that's the thing about true love. True love requires that you be honest, that you be vulnerable, that you not leave parts of yourself hidden or behind, that you step into the light. True love accepts you as you are, but does not leave you that way. True love requires that you open your full self to be changed, to be refined and purified like silver and gold. True love requires courage. It requires forgiveness. True love is difficult and is often uncomfortable. But true love also makes you feel more alive than anything else can. There is nothing that can bring you more joy. What I'm saying is that is the kind of love offered to us in Christ. And that's the kind of love that is going to show up at the end of the world. When Christ returns, that is, he is not going to cover over all what's bad in the world with a giant blanket of good and call that sufficient. When Christ returns, valleys will be made full, mountains will be made low, impurities will be refined away. God won't cover over, but instead transform from the inside out all that is bad into something that is good. Yes, the second coming of Christ will be comprehensive and cosmic, but it will also be deeply personal to each one of us. Everything bad in me, everything bad in you will be transformed so that on the day of Christ, you will be holy and blameless before God. Actually, Daniel Johnston provides another helpful picture for us. When he first arrived in Austin in the mid-80s, Daniel got a job at McDonald's and otherwise walked around town handing out copies of his album on cassette to those whom he could find. The only problem was, for a time, he didn't have a way to make dubbed copies of his album. So he would have to go back home and re-record the album from the beginning and redraw the cover art for every single cassette he handed out. The song of redemption is the same for all of us, but the details of it are unique to every individual. God in Christ is true love searching for you. I wonder whether or not you have a sense that you're being hunted. The question this morning is whether or not you will allow yourself to be found. In the very end, there's an important difference between Christian conviction and Daniel Johnston's second verse. In the very end, you see, it doesn't matter whether you're looking or not, whether you have consciously stepped into the light or not. In the very end, there is nowhere you will be able to hide from God. And if that sounds scary, it is. But there is no love truer than the love that will find you in the end. God will continue to search every height, breadth, width and depth until God finds you. Whether you like it or not, true love will find you in the end. So let's sing it one more time. True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who's your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. Amen.